Just as Dora had settled onto the banks of the creek to pull off her slippers, an elegant male voice spoke from behind her.
"Oh, little girl," it sighed. "How like your mother you look."
Dora turned her head curiously, wiggling her bare toes in the cold water before her. The man behind her had appeared quite out of nowhere, and surely there had to be magic involved, because his long, white coat was unstained by his surroundings, and his eyes were the fairest shade of pale blue that she had ever seen before. Being an imaginative little girl, Dora was not surprised to note that his ears were very gently pointed at the tips. But she was very surprised to see that he was wearing at least 4 jackets of different cut and color, all layered carelessly atop one another.
"I don't look a thing like my mother, Goodman Elf,"
Dora informed him matter-of-factly, as though tall, handsome elves addressed her every day of her life.
"Auntie Frances says that my mother's hair was lighter than mine, and that she had brown eyes instead of green."
The elfin man gave Dora a kind smile.
"You humans always miss the most important details," he said. "It's not your fault, of course, but your mother's soul and yours are of the same bright thread. I spotted the resemblance in an instant."
Dora pursed her lips consideringly.
"Oh," she said. "I suppose that makes sense. Well, were you one of Mother's friends, Goodman Elf?"
"Alas," the elf told her, "I was not. Once she may have called me such, but she later changed her mind in a manner most abrupt."
His unnatural blue eyes fixed upon Dora, and she felt a strange shiver go through her.
"You have also been very impolite, firstborn child of Georgina Ettings," he said. "I am no Goodman Elf. Indeed, you should address me as Your Lordship, or Lord Hollowvale, for I am the Marquess of that realm. You can tell that I am important, for I am wearing many expensive jackets."
Dora narrowed her eyes at the elf. At first, it had been quite a delight to meet a real-life fairy, but she was now beginning to suspect that she would be much happier crossing the creek and climbing her tree.
"I had no way of knowing your title," Dora sniffed. "And I have never heard of Hollowvale anyway. If it's a real place, then it's far outside His Majesty's domain, and therefore of no consequence here."
Those pale blue eyes blazed with ice. The water at Dora's feet grew even more chilly than before, and she pulled her toes up out of the creek in a hurry.
"Do you not know what happens to impolite young children who wander in the woods, firstborn child of Georgina Ettings?" Lord Hollowvale asked Dora in a quiet, dangerous voice.
Dora backed her way slowly towards the creek.
"You said you weren't my mother's friend," she told the elf warily. "I have no cause to be polite to strange men who sneak up on me, Lord Hollowvale."